Good morning, Rabbi. Ah, Lili Nishmasim Rossi Rusus Mordechai Luschos Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. Here we have a Siyum learning with his younger son, is our neighbor Nussi Genot. You know, I don't know how exactly. These are the real Flatbush Chevra, and here's my very, very good friend from my youth, Chanoch Horowitz. Also, he's Dafyavi Magichir for many cycles already. This is from the Lakewood Scoop. Serious 8-minute Dafyomi fan. On the scoop. Boys, what do we have here? We have the Toronto representative. We have Mayor Planka, Ari Blau, and Charlie Zolti. And I'm going to be reading from them. Oh, I forgot to bring all the small cards. You saw that day, the guy dumped on my desk. Whole bunch. So we'll have to get to, oh, here it is. MDY Toronto. We just finished our Toronto scene, Rosh Hashanah. And all we can say is, wow, we more than doubled the participants and had close to 60 people at the scene. It was an amazing sign of Achdus Ahavas Yisrael. Seeing Yidden from all backgrounds from across the city unite for a single cause, being Marbitz Torah. And good wine, of course. Our invitation to our friends in Quebec's stay of MDY themed rooms worked. Yoni Renner from Montreal came in for Shabbos and joined our MDY Toronto Seum. This demonstrates the essence of MDY. We truly are one family. The chesed that is generated from MDY is overwhelming. We had the schuss of having Dr. B join us and being Messiah, his first Masechta ever. Now, not only was it his first Seum, it was his first time learning Gemara. This is the koyach of MDY. You can literally see how Torah can light up an neshama. And enclosed is a gift, the Hanukkah gift, beautiful. Then I opened it and I saw it's a, what is it called? A lucite piece of, the brachas for Hanukkah, beautiful stuff, and handwritten cards. I'm not going to go through all of them. I didn't bring them with me, but there are a lot of them, and shkoyach for all the handwritten cards. Dear Raveli, I'm going to skip through all the. I wanted to express my hakaras hatov and let you know the impact you've had on my life. This past Shabbos is truly a remarkable moment for me and my family. First, I realize it's been a whole year since I joined this shir at the beginning of Pesachim. Second, and more importantly, I was Messiah Rosh Hashanah together with my 11-year-old son, Ezzy. Ezzy and I, for the next 30 days, I just skipped a little bit shir every day, given my work schedule and this schedule. Most nights we didn't start the shir until 9:30 p.m. for 11-year-old. I never in a million years thought he'd make through the whole Masechta, make it through the whole. I didn't push him to take up upon this endeavor. He did it all on his own initiative. There's no way he would have done something like this outside of MDY. Raveli, you provided me with the most amazing bonding experiences I've ever had with my son. On Shabbos, my Ezzy made his first Yom Masechta Gemara, and he couldn't and wouldn't have done it without you. Its memory, I will cherish forever. Eitan Burstein, Springfield, New Jersey. This is from Yuri Weiss. Then he goes on, it's a whole thing skipped around. In your intro to Tainus, you spoke about your son and his personal notes. It hit me, and I really cried. You see, like your son, I'm 19 years old, and to say it short, have a very hard time learning, and added to that, I've been burned by the yeshiva system, also went through, going through, and although he's physically in yeshiva, however, more than that, I can't say. And after hearing your story with your son, it hit me. The power of connection one can have to it, the Gemara, I guess he's talking about, and the bond it creates, I thought to myself, what can I do to feel that ownership? And at that moment, decided I'm going to start, and I'm going to write notes and review it with Hashem's help. I'll have that feeling of closeness. And you wouldn't believe, Baruch Hashem, I'm still going strong and hope to merit to be able to celebrate finishing at the end. So for me, your son is my role model, and hope that we both come back to yeshiva system. And with the klal of kolam ispal b'yad chaveroi huna netchila, I daven that all those in my situation find achievement and success in our learning. And if you want, he says, if you want to listen to the shir, you don't have a computer, you can go, I didn't know this, I guess I knew, but I didn't know the number, 718-298-2077 and press 1 for the speakers. I'm speaker number 1,000. What? 11,000? Try 1,000, and if that doesn't work, 11,000. Or you can go through 1,000 all the way through 11,000. Yuri Weiss, MDY 235, he chose his own number. It says like this, from Ari Rosenfield from California. Thank you, Klal Yisrael, great work you do, free Gemaras. I personally don't need a Gemara, as I have a couple of them to give out. I can definitely use some more. I'm learning with all negatively labeled boys who have been thrown out of class in yeshiva from 8th grade through 12th grade here in Los Angeles, and I personally finished Shas with the help of Ari's school 3 times. I started as a bum and a big amaritz in 10th grade, at the 2005 Siyum, didn't even know Asher Yotzer Bal Peh, and now Baruch Hashem, at least I know Asher by heart. I know the power of it, so I've been sharing it with the boys I learn with and showing them how Geschmack learning really is when you have the right tools. It would be amazing if you can send me a box of Gemaras. I'll get more boys to join the DAF. We'll have them sign up to Yashir. I'd love to get in touch with you, Ari Rosenfeld. So, if you go to growmdy.com, that's what we did last time, the first time. 10 people took us up on it. So now we have another guy. Hopefully we'll get 20, 30 people. You could order a box of Gemaras if you're a legit person. And you're not going to sell them off, you know, in the local corner. You're going to try to get people with it. Or like the barber, take a box of Gemaras. He sent us another video of him trying to convince somebody. Takes a box of Gemaras. And with that, we just introduced the new Masechta Megillah. We're starting nice and strong with Megillah. We printed 2,000 Gemaras, more than we did for Tainus. And Bezer Hashem, we're going to get rid of all of them. We're going to have a bunch of people joining us. So that's one way. If you think that by giving out a Gemara, not calling somebody up, but actually going over somebody, giving a Gemara, I think it really works. And Givaldik. Now we have to go, unfortunately, to the sponsors. Unfortunately. No, I mean, I know the other wants to hear more emails. We have more pictures even. We'll leave this for tomorrow. This is a CM where? I'm not going to read this now, but this is the CM in Woodmere. Okay, I just read it. We look forward to growing MDY month. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Woodmere has their own thing. Isn't it? Where's Ben Klein? Who is this? This is North. North, North and the South are different. Okay. I just learned something. It's a breakaway from Ben Klein. Okay. Masechta Sinai is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families, Refuah Shleima for Miriam Esther Bas Dvoira. Paras HaChodesh, Chodesh Kislev, sponsored by Yoeli, Lilish, Vizdov, Pinchas Ben Doiv, Pinchas Ben Moisha, Rucham Achaya, Fruma Bas Doiv, Pinchas, Yechiel Shtraga, Ben Avram Alevi. Paras HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Paras HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hans Zebdia, Crispin, Ben Zera families, and Shlomo Zera for inspiring us to join MDY. Now, I want to tell you something amazing. The famous Chaim, the anonymous Chaim from Lakewood, donated a full month of Koilo, $10,000, the second time he did it this year. Why? As a Karas HaToiv to the Koilo for helping the Shir. They do help tremendously for the Shir. We have a Karas HaToiv to the Koilo, 10 grand. He sponsored the entire month. Doylem gets a better and amazing Shir, he says. And Struh says, how do you know? Maybe I did it all myself. Fredo Bas Rechel Charna, Refuah Shleima, and that his sons, he and his son should have a Cheshik in Torah and Yiddishkeit. You the chef, Hakaras HaToiv, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as we are making a var today for our son Moshe Ruvain and his Kala Chavi Schwartz of Toronto, Canada. May they be Zaycha to build a Bayis Nemun be Yisrael. And Meir and Chaya Bolel, this is the last one. Lili Nishmas, our father and father-in-law, Rabbi Yitzchok David, Ben Arav Eliezer Lopian, who's 13 years old today. His love for Torah will always be remembered. May his neshama have an aliyah. Today is Daf Tes. Amazing Gemara is here. Continue with the whole theme, the whole Agadita. This doesn't go away. Okay. This one, tomorrow. These Zisa kids. We'll show it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is he here? Who's the guy that made this? It's you! Shee! Okay. Bezer Hashem. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. Last words on Daf Chesamut Beis. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan Maidichsiv. Aser to Aser. The famous, famous concept that we all know. Aser to Aser. You give Meiser. Ta'aser, aser b'shvil shittas asher. If you give trumas or maestras, you will become wealthy. So, we have to see Tosfos. Tosfos starts off saying, all the way in the top, it's an amazing Tosfos. I'll read the whole thing for you. You don't have to read the whole thing, but the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos is of the opinion, and many Rishonim are of the opinion, that it's not just produce, it's also cash. So if you make, in our days, we don't have produce, we make money. So we have to give 10% of that for Maaser. There are those, the Bach and others, look at the Shulchan Aruch, they hold that it's the Rabbanan to give Maaser. And some say even, not even the Rabbanan. According to Tosfos, now Tosfos goes on, look, come down 27 lines from the top. I'll give you time to read it, to find it. I did the counting for you. Tosfos says a crazy story. It's an amazing story that teaches us a very valuable lesson. It says like this. There was a guy that inherited 1,000 kur field from his father, and his father warned him. He said, I want you to take 10% and give to the poor. So the first year, of course, like every good person does, he listened to his father. Mamish, human behavior. He gave the 10%. He saw it's going well. Figured, why do I have to give 10%? Give a little less. So he gave a little less. And guess what happened? The field produced less. So he gave less the next year. He didn't chap the hint. The field started producing less. Until finally, says Tosfos, the field produced 10% of what it used to produce. It only produced 100 quart. So his family dressed up in Big Day Shabbos, and they came to say Shalom Aleichem to him. He says, what? You mocking me? Why are you coming like this? They said, no. We're very impressed with you. Until now, you were giving tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Kayan. You were the Yisrael. Now, it seems like you became a Kayan. Hashem took 10% of your field and gave it to you. As Isaac Taisis. What do the Taisis mean? Taisis says that if you don't give the proper amount of Trumas and Maestris, then your business will fail. That's what Taisis says. Okay? I don't know if this is 100% connected, but there's another excuse to read another beautiful email. It says like this. Please don't mention my name. I saw an ad that you're giving away for your Gemara. I'm skipping around here. I was deciding back and forth. I'm not sure I can commit. I don't want to waste a sponsorship on someone who's not dedicated. Me. I was very busy at work, behind in some projects due to the holidays being off and all. So I decided, no, I won't start. After a few days of finally deciding no, I surprisingly get notice from my employer that I'm being terminated. Let go. So I took this as a bas call. Now what's your excuse? After a day or so of dealing with the rejection, I signed up and started the daf. And I started learning daily. It became an amazing start of my day after davening, giving me structure and sense of accomplishment. I also started learning at home after Shabbos and Sunday, and some weeknights. And my wife and kids noticed as well and started echoing, good morning, Rabbi Sayah. Baruch Hashem, before the Masechta had even finished, I received a verbal offer for more money from a better company than I was there before. I got the official offer and Baruch Hashem starting soon. Rabbi Sayah, sometimes it's not, oh, it's a good thing to learn. It's a good thing to do chesed. If we don't learn, we don't do chesed, then we lose our jobs. We lose. I'm taking this email. I'm going in the reverse of him. It's not that he started the daf and that's why he got a job. He lost his job. What's important in his life? Job, more projects, learning, weiter, chesed later. Everything's later. No. If you don't do what you need to do, you lose your field. You lose your job. That's what Taisa says. You need to do what you need to do. Weiter. Ramosha Feinstein says, by the way, I saw an amazing Ramosha this morning. If you know how to teach Torah, you know how to learn, you mechuyev to teach other people how to learn. How much time do you need to spend on that? Says Ramosha, 10% of your day, 10% of your time. You hear this? You have to take somebody under your wings, everybody, and teach them how to learn Torah. Or, if you want, you can make me your shliach, bring another person to MDY. Ramosha doesn't say that, but whatever. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, shehakol niyeh bedvaroi. You ever knew this Ramosha? It's givaldic.
It's good. I like it a lot.
People don't realize. You have a chiv to teach other people Torah. Everybody. You don't have to be a Rebbe. If you know how to learn a little bit, you learned the daf today, teach it to somebody else.
10% of your learning or
10% of your time? Your time. 10% of your money, 10% of your time. I know it's a lot. Okay, use it on your children, whatever. Oh, my late. So, says the Gemara, two lines down. Ask your Rabbi Yochanan Linuka Derech Lakish. So, you know what? We'll skip ahead. I'll tell you the story now. The story is an amazing story. It's brought down in Bar Mitzvah that they had an argument, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, about knives. How to fashion a knife. And also, Rabbi Yochanan said something. It was a little insulting, maybe, to Rabbi Shlakish. And he said, you're a listim. You used to be a robber, so you know about knives. And Rish Lakish immediately stuck them back, sort of, and he says, Maya, honestly, what good are you? You didn't do me any good. I used to be a Rebbe before, and I'm a Rebbe now. Rashi learns that he meant to say, I was the Rebbe of the robbers, and now I'm a Rebbe. Taisa says he meant to say that before he was a listim, he was once from, he was once a Rebbe, he went off the derech, became a listim, a robber, and then he went back on. So he's a Rebbe before, Rebbe after. Rebbe didn't help me. Rebbe got really insulted. My honestly? I brought you to Torah. What do you mean, my honestly? He's makbid on him, and it ended up that Rish Lakish died. Rish Lakish was married to Rabbi Yochanan's sister. Rabbi Yochanan's sister came, and she's begging, please make sure that he doesn't die. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll take care of this kid. Here's the kid. Ashkechei, Rabbi Yochanan, he bumps into him. What did you learn in Cheder today? Amalei, now this is tricky. If you don't have an art scroll, who's Amalei? Usually Amalei means Aser Taser. The kid told Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei is Rabbi Yochanan says back, no, over here in this Gemara, it's the kid is talking twice. Amalei Aser Taser. Amalei, and then the kid says, Rabbi Yochanan, uncle, Umay Aser Taser. What does it mean? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells the kid, Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher. Like, we just said the story last week. We can say it again because it's a beautiful story from Fishel. He was doing terribly parnasa-wise in the beginning of COVID. His whole parnasa, as you know, caters the terrible, terrible. He had very, very little money. But he decided to give $1,000 to, I don't know if it was Dani or here into the guys in the daf. And that day, he gave $1,000 and he got a bunch of people to give money, L'Kovet Pesach, because people weren't doing well. And that day, he made $10,000 arrived in the mail, $10,000 he didn't expect from the government. And from there, it started going on until the rest is history. He was able to donate $80,000 worth of Gemaras this year. Amalei, Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher. Amalei, Min Alach. So the kid says, how do you know they become wealthy if you give 10%? Amalei, Zil Nasei. So Rehman says, you know what? Why don't you try? You have a 10 shekel? Give a shekel to this duck. Let's see what happens. Amalei, this is a sharp kid. This is a Rish Lakish kid. Umishari L'Nasui L'Akash Baruch Hu. What, you're allowed to test out Hashem? Voksiv Lo Yisina Asus Hashem. It says, Mefurish in the Pasuk. I learned the Cheder. You're not allowed to test Hashem. Amalei Yochem Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, very good. Rabbi Shaya says, Pshato, beautiful kasha. Chutz mizu. This is the one exception in the Torah. You could test Hashem. Shenemar, Hoviu es kol ha-maser, el beis ha-yitzer v'yiterev b'veisi. U'b'chanuni. B'chanuni is a lashon of test. Test me. No, b'zoi soma Hashem tzvokois, im lo yeftach lochem es harubis ha-shomayim, v'ari koisi lochem brocho, ad bilidai. I will pour bracha until there's no end. My ad beli dai. Omer Rabbi Racham, Omer Rav. Until your lips will become so sore and worn out from saying die. So much bracha. The Pnei Yeshua says that die, when you say die, say it. You don't use your lips. So how can you wear out your lips? That's the pshat. You'll never wear out. The bracha will keep on going. It won't wear out. By the way, last time we sang the song, I don't know, in bracha somewhere, so Shlomi Klein from Crown Heights says, that's a Lubavitcher Niggun. What are you guys, Litvak, singing Lubavitcher Niggunim for? Osher Ken, Osher Lo, I don't know. Every song I sing. Every song we sing. What was it? It's Kishmak to do the daf. It's a Lubavitcher Niggun, he tells me. It is? How do you know?
We love the Lubavitchers
have great nigunim. My adli die. Omer Rav, Omer Rav, Achiv Lusizchem Lomi die. Omalei, Yehavis Moti Hosom, like Psuko, says the kid, if I would have gotten to that pasuk myself, Lehavis Shechin Eloch, I don't need you, Rabbi Yochanan, Ulishai Rabbah. Very sharp. Okay, the only reason I didn't know this is because I never got there. I'm in second grade, we didn't get to that pasuk yet. Besu Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Leinuki the Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan bumps into his nephew again. The Yosef Omar Iveles Adam to Salav Darkoi. An amazing pasuk. A person does wrong, and who does he blame? It's human nature. No matter what happens, you're always blaming somebody, the wife, the children. You know, because of this. In this case, things are not going well for him. He blames Hashem for everything. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan becomes Sama. Rabbi Yochanan was wondering to himself, says Rashi, everything in Navi and Ksuvim has some hint from the Torah. There's nothing in Navi and Ksuvim that's not hinted already in the Torah. Where is it hinted? So the second grader says, Amalei, Adaha, Mila Remizi, of course it's wrong. This I did Bereshis, I know this. Well, Ksiv, think about it yourself for a second. Where is it in Bereshis with the story of Yosef Atzadik? When they got the money back, they had a fear. Look what Hashem did to us. It's not Hashem. You did it to yourselves. You put yourselves in this position. Dalei neve chazabe. It's famous. Rabbi Yochanan Rashi brings it here. Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows. He used to use a silver tweezer to lift up his eyebrows if you want to see. So he starts lifting his eyebrows. Asya ime. So Rabbi Yochanan's sister comes running. She grabs her son and takes off. Amrale, Tommy Kamei, get out of here. Save your life. He shouldn't put his eyes on you like he did to your father. He killed your father. Let's get out of here. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Matar Bishvil Yachid. It's possible that it rains. Says Rashi, what if a person mistakenly planted his crop late in the season? It's possible Hashem will give him a one-on-one rain just for him. It'll rain. Or if a guy lives in a non-Jewish city, it'll rain just for him in his chos. Parnasa, when it comes to fruit and parnasa, Bishvil Rabim. Hashem doesn't do it for Yachid. It has to be a Rabim. Again, once again, the idea, continuing from yesterday, the idea of Rabim. Unbelievable. If you weren't here yesterday and you're not going to listen to this year, we have to chazer again. If you daven and you have no idea what you're saying, you might be even saying shtusim, if your betzibur Hashem could listen to it. It has a power because your betzibur mashenki, when you be Yachid and you say shtusim, it remains shtusim. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mother Bishul Yochid, Panaz Bishul Rabbin, Mother Bishul Yochid, Ichsiv, Yiftach Hashem Lachosay, Tzorei Atoiv, Losseis Mitar Artzicha. It's singular. So Hashem will open up the heavens and pour the rain for your land. Panaz Bishul Rabbin, Ichsiv, Hinin Imamte Lochem, Lechem, Lochem, Lochem is Rabbin, Lechem is Parnasa, Lechem comes for the klal and not for individual. Meisvei, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Doimer. I'll ask you a question, you see, that parnasa comes for the individual. Shloisha parnasim toivim amdu l'Yisrael. We had three parnasim, three people that because of them we had parnasa. Eloin, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. They lived together, and each one brought a gift. V'sholish matonis toivis nitnu al yadam. Eloin, Be'er va'anon uman. The Be'er Miriam, as it's known, the Anon comes for Aaron and Man from Moshe. Be'er b'schus Miriam amudanon b'schus Aaron Man b'schus Moshe. Meisa Miriam nistalika Be'er. Once Miriam was nifter as the Be'er went away. Shenem Avatamas Shom Miriam, Uchsib Asrei, immediately afterwards, V'loi Haya, Mayim Leida, there's no more water. V'chazra B'schoshneyem, and it came back because, it says like this, I should say, Kaches Amat, oh, this is not good. I need it over here. He told me not to put it too far over here. Something about, okay, is this okay? You say yeah, but Chaim Snow said that it does something to the focus. The two of you, so if you want the water to continue, we need the schus of two, and before Zeras because of Miriam. Once Aaron was niftin, the six clouds that protected Klal Yisrael and the one in front, the seventh that plowed through everything that we had. When we learned in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, places over there on the top, says that's referring to Amalek. This is the famous Amalek. What happened that Amalek decided to go to war? The protection of Klal Yisrael went away. And he thought, because there's no protection, it's a great opportunity to attack Klal Yisrael. So here's the pasuk, beautiful. Klal Yisrael saw, the whole nation saw that Aaron died. So if you read ki means im, that, okay, that's how we read it. What did they see? That Aaron died. Okay, there's another way to read it, says the Gemara. Ki could also be because. Vayiro, they were fearful because Aaron died. They were fearful because they lost Anani HaKavit. So it depends how we read the word ki. If ki is that, that's the simple meaning. Everybody saw that Aaron died. Or vayiro, it doesn't say vayiro that they saw. They were fearful because, not that, because he died. Says the Gemara. Omar Evo. Al tikri vayiru that they saw, ela vayiro, they were fearful. Kedidar shlokish, tamar shlokish, Ki mishamish barba l'shoynoiz I dilma ela daha. By the way, the end of that story, it says that Rabbi Yochanan was very sad that Rish Lakish's brother was nifter. He says this is his strongest Talmud Vosik, says Rashi. He was very, very bitzar. They had to come and be menachem. It was a whole. So these are the four l'shoynoiz. Ki yikore kan tzipor is if. If you stumble upon a nest, you do shiluach hakan. It could also mean dilma, perhaps. Ki soyma b'vavcha, perhaps you'll say in your heart. And then, but vayoymer tesara loy ki tzachakt. No, ela, you did laugh. And also because, hoydu l'Hashem, you should thank Hashem, ki toy, because he's good. So ki is mishamish in four different ways. And over here, we see the difference between the two keys. I dilma elada. So both, the Tanan HaKavod and the bear came back in the Schus of Moshe, Meis Moshe, Nistalku Kulon. We're getting to the question. So once Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, everything disappeared. I will get rid of the three shepherds in 1 month. But they didn't die in 1 month. If it's referring to the three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, they did not die in the same month. We had this. Everybody knows when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. He's nifter in Adar, right? Zayin Adar. We learned in Rosh Hashanah. I think it was Rosh Hashanah. It's already that Aaron HaKohen. Remember the whole pasuk. Aaron was before. It was in Av. So we know right there they weren't nifter in the same month. When was Miriam nifter? Well, Miriam Esav ben Nisan. V'Aaron ba'av. U'Moshe ba'Adar. Elam elamish in his batlu. Shloisha matonis toivet shenitlu la'yodan. It's not referring to the shepherds. It's referring to the gift. When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, all three disappeared. Well, they disappeared at different times of and Nisan, but they came back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, all three gifts disappeared. Alma asked the Gemara the question, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the man, even the water afterwards, by himself, for an individual. One individual, Moshe Rabbeinu, brings the man. The Parnassah comes for him. Shani Moshe kivin de l'rabim u'boy. Who eats the man? All of Klal Yisrael, Kirabim Dami, yes, it's an individual, but he himself is considered, he's an individual, he's considered a rabbi. Ravuna bar Menoyah, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chiyah, Vivostanyo, Havishchichi Kamei de Rava. These are Talmidim of Rava. Kinoich Navshe de Rava, when Rava was Nifter, also the Kamei de Rav Papa, so they frequent Rav Papa. Kol Eimas de Hava, Omar Lu Shmaitzev, Lehavim Istavalu. When they couldn't figure out what Rav Papa was talking about, they would start rolling their eyes. I don't know exactly what they did. They made some sort of signal one to another. Oh, here he goes again. I don't understand a word he say. They started hinting to each other. Rav Papa noticed this and became very upset. And they showed Rav Papa in a dream. I am going to destroy these three Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Rabbi say, why? Why am I going to destroy this Talmidei Chachamim? Because I'm mevayish him. Mevayish something like that, especially Rav Papa, death. Ki have a miftir minei lemachar. The next day, ki have a miftir minei, they say goodbye to him. Omer lehu, leizlu rabbanu mishlama. He wanted, obviously he didn't want him to die over this. So he said, you should leave Mishalom. In other words, leave my house instead of leave this world. He gave them the bracha, the dream should be on them leaving his house and not leaving this world. And they lived. Sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother, Gail Efrathner, Avigail Gittel Bad Pesach, V'chava Rivka, sponsored anonymously as a schus for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. Amen. Who? The what?
He says,
really?
You're going and that's it, you're done.
Maybe the Gur is different. Maybe the Gur is here. It's Lishol and Bishol.
The Americans give a good ending of the story. The Israelis say, this is what really is.
He wanted to be Miskayim, that's just stay alive.
No,
but he says
more. No.
What does the Masif say? Right. No, it's Lishol and Bisholim. Maybe that's the Nafgimino. Bisholim and Lishol, maybe. That's the Nafgimino. Right. In my Gemara, it says, no, it does say Bishlama.
Yeah, he says, on purpose, Bishalom, which is a Lashon HaKodesh. He's telling them, sorry, there's nothing to do about it. That's the dream I hear.
Wow.
Here's what he says. Look, you could.
Okay, machlokes art scroll and misifta. Rav Shimi Barashi Avishkir Kamei Rav Papa. I was hoping that it's not the pshat. Whoa,
yeah.
Art scroll means both. Okay, I go with the happy ending. Rav Shimi Barashi Avishkir Kamei Rav Papa. Yeah, I went to the shir and the guy rolled his eyes and then the Rebbe said that the three guys died. No, you can't do like that. The guy's gonna run away from the shir. Rav Shimi Barashi Avishkir Kamei Rav Papa. Again, Rav Papa, Rav Shimi Barashi, have a makshalei tuva. He would ask him many questions. Chad chazid and ofal ha'ape. He saw him falling on his face, meaning tachnun. In those days, they did a little differently. They went all the way down. Shamid omar rachmona l'tzlam mikisuf adashimi. He's asking his own private tefillah there. Hashem, help me from the embarrassment, this tremendous Talmud. Huh? You see, you got to be careful. It's mvayish sometimes, mvuyish. Like AB in Chicago. By the way, that kid, I didn't have a chance to say, that kid that goes, ah, after the good morning, then the kid. That's AB. That's the kid that stumped me. Anyway, so he hears him saying, Davidi Hashem, please save me from Shimi. He's asking me beautiful questions, and he's going to stump me. It's going to be very, very problematic. Kavala alei shtikusa, he immediately accepted upon himself, Shimi accepted upon himself not to ask any questions during Shir. Vesulei actually. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, the famous sugya where Rabbi Elazar was put in cherem. You know, in the trees and the Amas Hamayim, the whole thing. What? Yeah, Tanu Shel Achnai. So that famous Gemara. So at the end of the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Eliezer's wife was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. So Rabbi Eliezer's wife never let Rabbi Eliezer say Tachnon because she knew that if he said Tachnon once, Rabbi Gamliel, because of the whole story, is going to die. And one day, she thought it's Rosh Chodesh, so she didn't go to Shul. And she comes running in, and she sees it's too late. Just the Tachnan, and she said, without knowing anything, she said, you just killed my brother. You just killed my brother. Anyway, so you see from that Gemara that Tachnan was a little bit different than we do today. Today, obviously, a lot of people try to get out of Tachnan. They have every excuse in the world. Tachnan is a very, very powerful tefillah. We try to say it as often as we can. And I mean, literally, books. How you can be potter from Tachnun. Today is the Rogat Shavas, Rebbetzin's yard side. Today is the Chvei Svas. Every day is another yard side. You don't have to say, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to say, what a great tefillah today. Wow, you saw how fast it was. Doesn't work like that. Tachnun is a tefillah, a massive tefillah. Okay. So, Vav, Rosh Lakish Shavah, Mota Bishvil Yochid. Rosh Lakish, by the way, I noticed something. I was very impressed. I got to check it out today in Shmoneh Esrei. But I looked around, and somebody came over to me after davening, and I noticed it myself, that during Chazar Shashatz, the last few days, nobody sat. Nobody was sitting, because I mentioned the importance of Chazar Shashatz during the daf. I explained why Chazar Shashatz is so important, and that the Ramah says we shouldn't sit during Chazar Shashatz. It's not a time to learn Torah, da-da-da-da-da. And lo and behold, I couldn't believe it. I'm very impressed. Halavai Vaiter. But don't take everything I say that literal. Okay, say that. But Baruch Hashem, va'af Rosh Lakish Sava Mata B'Shul Yachid. Be'ez Hashem, they're going to be doing Tachnun through Rosh Chodesh, through everything. It's like Eli said, Tachnun. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Rosh Lakish Sava Mata B'Shul Yachid. Rosh Lakish also holds like this, that Mata comes for the individual, not Parnasa. Don't Rosh Lakish. I don't know about the Parnasa, but don't Rosh Lakish. Minayin Mata B'Shul Yachid D'Chsiv Shalu Me'Hashem Mata B'Eis Malkosh. Hashem, oisa chazizim, chazizim, lashon of clouds, we're going to see in a second. Umetar geshem yitin lohem, leish. For individual, leish, esev basada. By the way, you know why I said that? Because now it's going to be embarrassing to sit down during Chazar Shashatz. Even the guy that did sit, there was a guy, no, I'm just kidding. There's one kid, he wasn't at the shir, he sat. The whole place was standing, unbelievable. It's not a joke. People don't know about this Ramah. Who told me? Where is he? Oh, what's your name again? Benji what? You know what? Come over. Tell me the story. Get over here. Benji Silverstone. Tell me what you told me. Come. I'm waiting for you. I just don't want to battle. I'm not going to wait 20 seconds for you to come here. We're going to learn Torah right now. Get over here. It rains for an individual. Maybe it should go for every one of his fields. Regardless of whether it needs rain or not, tamaloy mar sada or rain for a particular field, isada yachol l'chol asada the entire field, tamaloy mar esef Even if you need it just for one piece of grass. Get over here. Come.
I stand. I'm good.
Come.
We stand in Chazal Sashas. We stand in Shir.
Tell me what you told me about your grandfather. You and your grandfather.
My Zayda stood.
Here, you see closer to this.
I'm good. My Zayda used to stand every davening, including Yom Kippur from beginning to end, even at 80.
Even at 80. So when he was a little kid, on Yom Kippur, he couldn't sit down. He felt bad, Pasha, sitting down next to his grandfather. Zad, the Yid, Amalki Yidin, at 80 years old, standing the entire Yom Kippur. Okay, beautiful. Now you can go back to, you don't have to sit at all. You're standing it. That's great.
I'm not
it's great. But over there, not over here. Okay. Shkoya. Anyway, it says Azoy, that if a person deserves rain, it will rain even on a single blade of grass. It doesn't need to rain on the whole field. Kihod Rav Daniel Bar Katino Havalei Ginzo. He had a little garden called Yoyma Havazov Asayirlo, and he would tore his garden. Omar Ho Mishra Bayamayo. This row needs water. Ho Mishra Loy Bayamayo. This doesn't need. Hashem, don't work too hard. Don't pour it on everything. Just on this row. Vasa Mishra Vekomashki Kol Echad Mibayle Mayo. And it would actually rain exactly where it needed, just to show the nace, the Yad Hashem. Maya Hashem Moise Chaziz, and what does this mean? Or Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanino. Hashem gives him his own cloud. These are flying clouds. By the way, the reason why it took me so many years to become a pilot, it took me literally 5 years. Now, a young guy could do it probably in less than a year. They always said, Eli, you're a good stick, meaning I know how to fly well. Just, you're terrible. That's not the lashon they used. You're terrible at the knowledge. So, what's pshat? Because in order to become a pilot, you have to read a book this thick on weather. Just weather. Do you know that there's 8 types of fog? Advection and valley and ice and precipitation fog. You have to know everything. And why and how. Who cares? I want to fly a plane. No. So, also, there's like 10 types of clouds. Cumulus nimbus, stratus nimbus, a holes out. You have to know every type of cloud and what they look like and how they are, what level, da da da. Oh, but it came into parchos. I was thinking about it now when we were learning. My parchos. Omer apapo, eva klisho, tusi eva smichto. Here, you want to know the clouds? Here, got it. Cumulus nimbus, Rabbi said, cumulus nimbus, right here. Stratus and nimbus stratus, very important. These are the two types of clouds that produce rain. This guy and this guy, these are stop. The Cirrus over here, forget about, you know, Cirrus is the name of a plane. Don't get excited with the parachute holes out. I think maybe he's talking about this one over here. There's a smaller cloud under the nimbus stratus. The stratus, and on top of it is the nimbus stratus. That's where the rain comes from. And so, no, cumulus is over here. Don't worry about cumulus nimbus. That's higher up. These are the main clouds. Cumulus is one giant, doesn't have, this looks better. The stratus underneath. Stop, I'm just throwing this out there. I could be completely wrong. Just like when I said that the Sakayim is cicada. The guy, no. The guy has a whole thing on literal things and he shows that what a cicada is, a type of grass, a grasshopper, it's a green one. He's probably right. I just thought it was cool that cicada, and I wasn't saying I know what I'm talking about. I was just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that this is what the Gemara means. Saying this is, whatever. In pilot school, this is what a mashma. Other than that, okay. What? Oh, my parchos. What does it mean, these clouds are flying? Or Baba, Eva Klisha, there's a smaller cloud. To say below Eva Samichta, a nice thick cloud that has rain. And when you see that, you know it's gonna rain. Omer Rav Yudah, Nila Mikame Mitra. When it rains very, very lightly, like a drizzle, Asi Mitra, you should know that's a sign it's about to rain. Basar Mitra, after when you have like a nice easygoing rain, after the big rain, Pasik Mitra, you should know it's about to stop. It's like a sieve. First the fine flour comes out, then the thicker stuff. The basa mitra, pasik mitra. And how do you remember that after it rains heavily and then there's a light rain, it means it's going to stop? The waste, the manure of a goat. Don't worry, I brought a picture if you don't know what it looks like. There's a rav that one of his congregants wanted to make fun of him. So he went to him, he says, Rabbi, I have 3 major problems. No, sit down, my friend, sit down. What are you peeking? That's why you're not allowed to stand over here. He says, I have 3 problems. My first problem is, I can't taste anything. My taste buds finished. Corona. Second problem is that I don't remember anything. I don't remember a thing. Third problem is I always lie. So this is a big problem. Come back in an hour, I could solve all your problems. So he comes back in an hour. I so happen to have it on the internet, the Mamash the Maisa. This is the Rav's hand. He gave him the manure of a goat. Chaya the easy. And he painted one blue and one red, and he said, this is chocolate covered. This, take this, it's gonna solve your problem. So the guy puts it in his mouth, he starts chewing, his ugh. He says, you see, you don't always lie. You're saying the truth. Second of all, you taste just fine. And third of all, you're going to remember the story for the rest of your life. But this is Chayyad Ize. It comes out thicker and then comes out. I don't want to be the only Magashir in the world that shows goat's manure. So I had to throw it into a story. But it's very important to see what it looks like. All right. Ula igla le bavel, chaza parchos. Ula comes to bavel. He sees the flying clouds that we described. Stratus nimbus, whatever it is. Oh, malu, panu money. Rabbi said, get all your kale. What happened? No, mapitam. You think they talk like that in Kailam? Panu money, get rid of the kalim. Dash lasi mitra. It's about to rain. Lasoiv lasi mitra. It never rained. Omar, kehech de mishakri bavloi. Hochi mishakri mitrayu. Just like they lie here in Chutz Laaretz, the rain also lies. We learned yesterday that if you pledge tzedakah and you don't give it, the rain is going to stop. They lie. They pledge and they don't give. Ula ikla lebavel. Ula was in Bavel. Chazi moli tzana de tamer bezuzah. We also had this gemara, if you remember. He saw a whole bucket of dates for one small zuz. Omar, moli tzana de duvsho bezuzah bavloi leyaski boiraiso. So it's like you go to America, you say, Raboisai, You could lease a car for $100 a month. And it used to be like 2 years ago before Corona. Today it's $2,000 a month. Whatever. You could go to Target. You have everything for a dollar. You get this and that. You could even buy like chatpami, disposables over there. Disposable plates for a buck. Over here it costs $35 for 6 plates. So what's your excuse to not learn Torah? What is your excuse? How do you have an excuse? That's what he comes there. He says, you guys are nuts. You could buy a whole thing of dates for a buck. A pineapple in America, 99 cents. Over here in Israel, 75 shekel. Not exaggerating. Am I exaggerating? No. And over there, 6 times the size also. From Hawaii, it's this big. Over here, 65 shekel, 75 shekel. Of course she does. What are we going to not have pineapple? She doesn't know how much it costs. She goes, I said, do you know how much you pay for that? No, how much? 3 shekel? Oh, okay, whatever. It's a different story for a different time. So he ate all these things. He was so excited. He ate all the Omar. By the way, Tzana de Dufsha, I just printed this out. Why is it called Dvash? Because it's in the pasuk. Erz chid sorry, the rim erz zeis udvash. Dvash is referring to dates. That's how the Torah calls it. It does taste like honey. It's beautiful stuff if you know where to get them from. Omar Malay Tana de Sakina. I ate a whole basket full of knives. Bezuzah, look what it did to my stomach overnight. And then he lamed close. In America, boy, you know how much tirdas they have, and you have to earn $200,000 a year. They don't have, you have to pay for tuition and for medical and for this. They don't, you know what a life they have over there? Nebuch. And they actually put aside 45 minutes to learn the daf. Unbelievable. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Kolaylam Kuloi, Mimei, Akianis Ushoy. So now we have machlokes. Where does water come from? Where does rain come from? Comes from the ocean, it says. Shenemar v'idi alamin ha'aretz v'ishko es kol p'nei adoma. Omer le'Rabbi Yeshua. Huh, yasim kasha. How could it come from the ocean? It's salty. Omer lo'i mimatkin b'ovim. Like we know today. It evaporates and it leaves the salt behind. It becomes sweet in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua oimer kol le'um kulumim ma'im el yoyinim u'shoysa. No. All the water of the world comes from Shemayim. Shenemar alim tar Shemayim tish demoyim. Avi's already looking at me. How does he explain it through science? I don't know. Elomani mikayim v'idi alamin ha'aretz. They come, the Anonim go, they go up to Shemayim. They open up their mouth. They get the rain from up there. They have a little like a sifter. And they sprinkle water on the ground. You should know. Imagine, like, you know those planes that go over the forest and they put out the fire? They open up the thing. Imagine that hit you on the head. As you're walking, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes. It comes down slowly, tipa b'tipa. Each, between each and every one, there's the size of a hair. It doesn't come in one shot. It's a tremendous thing that we have rain. It's like the day that heaven and earth were created. Take care. His wisdom is beyond comprehension. It's one of the You can't imagine, you can't comprehend all the details that go into Teva. That the water comes from up there above. Obviously, that goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Shua, like we had yesterday. Right? There's a box, a whole thing, the rain comes in a box. Since the clouds go upwards, then it's considered, it comes from up there. Look at this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, how is there dust and dirt in Shemayim? There's no dust and dirt. Obviously, it came from down here. And once it went up, it comes back down. Okay, we could stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day and week.